This is Lake Effect from 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR. Thanks for tuning in today. I'm Joy Powers. Despite the coronavirus pandemic, Wisconsin's April 7th election is still on the calendar. State leaders have called for the election to move to absentee ballot voting only. But they still want the election to go on to ensure continuity of government in local offices. That includes the mayor of Milwaukee, an office that incumbent Tom Barrett is seeking for a fifth term. WUWM's Mayon Silver spoke with Barrett about what he hopes to accomplish in an additional term and how his office is handling the coronavirus pandemic.
What role do you think city government needs to play in the coronavirus pandemic?
Well, obviously, we're on the front lines, and our health department is very much on the front line. I talked to Commissioner Kowalik several times a day, and we have obviously a lot of interaction with people who have tested positive. I just had conversations over the last several hours with the governor's office to get more state help to help us with tracing, because the way the system works is if someone tests positive, that reference is made to the local health department, then the health department does the follow-up. With so many people testing positive, that, of course, is overwhelming to our system. And fortunately, state government has been very cooperative with us in getting us more assistance so that we can do this tracing. But we're going to need even more as this continues to grow. So that's very, very much on the front line. We do some testing ourselves. We're one of the two sites, public sites in the state, along with the state of Wisconsin, that does the testing. That's continuing. Again, every day I check in with the head of our testing lab to make sure that everything is running smoothly there. So this is an effort where we're trying to make sure that we are doing everything we can from a health and safety standpoint, and then at the same time encouraging our citizens to stay home, because a big part of this is the social isolation. We haven't seen anything in this country since the 1918 flu epidemic, which killed hundreds of thousands of people. And with the estimates now from Washington that this could go over 100,000 or over 200,000, we have to remain steadfast in telling people that the role they play in fighting this pandemic is to stay isolated, to stay away from other people so that we do not spread this virus person to person, which we know is what's happening.
Deaths in Milwaukee due to the coronavirus have been largely in the African-American community. How would you take that into consideration as you help the city grapple with this pandemic?
Well, this is something that I and the commissioner have brought to the forefront to make the point very, very quickly and very, very early that we are seeing this throughout the city of Milwaukee, throughout Milwaukee County. But without question, the initial surge that we saw here in Milwaukee has been on the north side of the city, in the neighborhoods that are primarily African-American neighborhoods. And I know that the epidemiologists are going to try to figure out exactly what is the cause for that. But right now, what we need to do is we need to make sure that those individuals who are showing the symptoms, that they are getting tested, that they're getting isolated and dealing with this head on, because the fact is that the deaths that have occurred thus far have all been African Americans in the city of Milwaukee.
And so, turning to another aspect of the coronavirus epidemic, what do you see as the biggest economic problems for Milwaukee going forward?
The devastation that has occurred to workers, part-time workers, hourly workers, has been incredible. And you look at the unbelievable dramatic increase in the claims for unemployment, it tells you that this is a twin crisis. It's a health crisis, but at the same time, it is an economic crisis. So yesterday, I brought my team together, my senior management team, to institute an initiative to, as quickly as we can, to utilize the federal dollars in conjunction with the money that the county's receiving, in conjunction with the money the state's receiving, in conjunction with the money that the federal government is sending directly, to see what we can do to make sure that businesses, whether it's because they can't pay their rent, it's because they can't pay their workers, what we can do to make sure that this horrific economic tsunami is not going to cause them to close their doors permanently. So that's happening in real time. This is all happening literally within the last 24 hours that we've brought the team together, because the legislation obviously was not signed until approximately 72 hours ago. So it's over the weekend that we were working on that as well, and we'll have more about that as the days progress.
So turning away from the coronavirus to some of the other pressing issues facing Milwaukee, tell me, what are your top three priorities in the next 4 years if elected?
Well, I call it my four pillars as we move forward. One, obviously, is the economic development, continuing that, getting jobs in the neighborhoods. Build off the resurgence that we have downtown in the heart of the city, add jobs, continue to focus, as I have focused, on areas like Century City and Northridge and the South Side, where we need to have jobs so people can support their families. Early education. I think that there's a real opportunity here for the city of Milwaukee to be, in many ways, a convening entity with foundations, with businesses, with state government, to get the resources to have a stronger early education initiative in the city of Milwaukee. That's something I've already begun, and I'm going to continue to do that. Obviously, the health is at the top of the list, and I'm hoping that that's a short-term concern, but that is by far the most paramount issue that we are facing right now. And then, of course, public safety. We've had four consecutive years of a decline in homicides and major violent crimes in this community. We've had a rough start to this year with the tragedy at Miller, with some domestic violence incidents that have been horrific. But I want to continue to see the decrease that we have seen for four consecutive years continue. So that means partnering not only with the police department, with the Office of Violence Prevention, but also with our faith community, with youth groups, so that we are really dealing with the issues of violence in the city from a public health perspective. That's why our Blueprint for Peace is important, because it brings members of the entire community into this effort to help the police with the work that they're doing.
And what's the top reason voters should give you another 4 years?
I think right now we are in an unprecedented situation. And I have literally been working around the clock to deal with the COVID-19 crisis that we face. And to change horses during the middle of this crisis, I think would set us back. And I don't want to see that happen. So I think right now, dealing with this crisis is by far the number one issue. And to bring someone new who would come in and say, well, we're going to put together some task forces or something like that, you don't create task forces in the middle of a battle. And we're in the middle of a battle right now. And I can tell you that on a daily basis, I'm working not only with individuals in my administration, but in the county, with the state, with the faith community, with different ethnic groups that we have in the city, to try to make sure that we're doing everything we can right now to deal with it. So I think having a trusted hand and continuity right now in the middle of the storm is important. Again, our goal, everybody's goal, is to get out of this storm. And then my argument is, look, we have had some successes. Can we do more? Of course we can do more. But what I have been committed to throughout my time in office is trying not to divide this city. I don't want to see it divided along racial lines or ethnic lines or neighborhood lines or economic lines. We are stronger when we are together. And I want us to be a strong Milwaukee. I want us to be a safe Milwaukee.
What's the main reason people shouldn't vote for your opponent?
I'm going to let individuals make that decision. Obviously, I believe that I'm well suited for this job. I believe I have a track record that people understand. I think people understand that I've worked very, very hard, not only in this crisis, but every time we have faced a challenge, the challenges that we faced during the economic recessions, the work that we've done to rebuild not only the neighborhoods, but the entire city, the work we've done on things like libraries, where we're really recreating our library system in all parts of the city. So I don't want to spend my time, particularly in a crisis, in saying this is why you shouldn't vote for someone. I think right now what people are looking for is they're looking for someone that they can trust to get us through this crisis. And that's what I offer the people of our community.
Tom Barrett, thanks for talking to WEWM.
All right. Thank you very, very much.
That was WUWM's Mayon Silver speaking to Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barrett. Mayon also spoke to State Senator Lena Taylor, who is hoping to unseat Barrett in the upcoming election. Taylor has served 16 years in the state legislature. If elected, she'd be the first female mayor of Milwaukee and the first African-American to be elected to the office. Taylor spoke to Mayon about how she would lead the city and how she feels she could improve the city's response to the coronavirus pandemic.
I don't believe that our local government in Milwaukee worked rapidly enough, nor were they inclusive enough across the whole community with hands on deck, having individuals help to assess, quarantine, or separate individuals. And the testing and the tracking have been so dismal. The tracking is when you know someone was positive, or they were around someone, for all of those people to be notified. And that's something that has not happened well in the city of Milwaukee. As a matter of fact, they flat out have dropped the ball.
So what would your priorities be when it comes to coronavirus as mayor?
Well, testing and quarantining. In particular, we have individuals and the tracking of where the contacts happen. That's the way that we're going to flatten the surge. And then we have to have a mechanism for people to go to different places so that if someone is awaiting a test, we don't want them to go back home and contaminate or infect other individuals in their family. That helps with communal spread. And the last thing, outside of the testing and outside of the quarantining that, you know, we need to do with this, really is also a robust education and outreach effort in the community so that people understand the seriousness.
And in Milwaukee, deaths due to the coronavirus have been largely in the African-American community. How would you take that into consideration as you help the city grapple with this pandemic? I mean, it seems like Black people seem to be getting hit the hardest.
Well, the Black residents have been hit the hardest with everything in this city. It's one of the reasons I'm running. It's the tale of two cities. There's a lack of health care or a different quality of health care for Black residents than it is for others. But I want to be clear, this is a global epidemic. And it's only in this most segregated city in the nation that we've made this about race. For us, and it really isn't. It is about the infection of our residents, and it doesn't matter if they're Black or white, male or female, North Side or West Side, or South Side or East Side, or whether they're Milwaukee or Madison or Richmond, Wisconsin. The issues are all the same. We need robust testing. We need adequate tracing to track where people have been, and we need people to be able to be separated if in very populated places like Milwaukee and Dane County and, you know, other larger cities in our state. We have to think about that properties are closer. So what I would do for Milwaukee is no different than what needs to happen anywhere else. The issue is we need to hurry. We need to have a sense of urgency.
And people say there needs to be urgency on solving economic problems. What are your solutions for the economic issues that are going to be facing Milwaukee as a result of coronavirus?
Well, we've always had in our neighborhoods, especially economic challenges, because the mayor had been willing to invest in downtown instead of in our neighborhoods. So I think the largest piece is being able to help businesses to get on their feet again and putting money in our residents' hands so that they can spend those dollars on the things that they need in order to exist and survive, food and their rent, utilities, and, you know, those basic things. And trying to make sure that we rebuild industry in creative ways that we may not have thought about before. So, i.e., since we're doing a lot of things with technology now, trying to make sure that we foster, how do we include technology hubs in what we do and the technology industry in what we do. And how can we incorporate, for me, agriculture in what we do, because our people need to eat, and we have a lack of grocery stores for many of the residents in the city of Milwaukee, especially in the areas where minorities are. We have few grocery stores, few hospitals, and so those are some of the areas that I believe that when we rebuild, we need to rebuild with equity in mind, with balance in mind, in order for us to make a stronger and a better Milwaukee.
And so tell us your top three priorities if elected.
One of the top priorities is the inequity that exists in our city. The county executive said, if someone is running for office in Milwaukee and they are not talking about the inequality that exists in Milwaukee, then they're missing it. They're missing the main thing that we need to change. We lead in the nation in segregation. We lead in mass incarceration of black men and the worst achievement gap between white kids and black kids. These are issues that feed the poverty that we have in this area, or whether it is how we have responded to the epidemic of the coronavirus, or how we are dealing with the issue of policing, or how we are dealing with the issue of contracting. All of those areas, there are huge disparities. And so that would be one of my main areas. The other area that I would speak to is the budget and auditing the departments. The departments have not been audited for 10 years. That has to happen. You cannot be effective and efficient with your dollars if you do not know how your money is being spent. So that would be huge, because budgets are moral documents. And although education, it will be my one of my number one things that I do, which is to partner with the schools and wrap around and bring city departments in order to be able to not only help the children, but help the families, hopefully in more of a preventative way, so that we can prevent some of the negative issues happen in our city. Because I believe that if we help people on the front end, it's going to help us have better public safety and better outcomes.
What is the top reason voters should give you a chance instead of Barrett?
He has been there for 16 years. What will he do in the next four that he could not have done in the last 16? What I want people to know is that the corruption and mismanagement that is happening under this administration has caused Milwaukee to have not a good relationship in Madison, and very candidly, not to have good outcomes for its people. And so I think that we need a mayor that will show a love for the people, a desire to be inclusive and transparent with the people, so that what we can do is make it a Milwaukee that is a Milwaukee for all of us. And there is no question that I'm ready and able to do that.
So what's the main reason people shouldn't vote for your opponent?
Yeah, I'm trying to think exactly, you know, how to answer that other than saying, you know, I'm not asking individuals to, you know, not like the mayor or think he's not a nice guy or, you know, something negative. What I'm saying is he's had enough time to be the mayor, and he has thrown his hands up on multiple issues. And we have to have someone who will not be afraid to speak to the hard issues that have to be addressed in this city. Segregation, racism, inequality, lack of access, horrible outcomes in 53206 and so many other neighborhoods that exist in this community. And we have to have someone who's willing to be innovative and think out of the box. Whether it is, how do you address voting during a pandemic instead of closing a polling location and denying your people an opportunity to participate in our democracy? Or do you say, like other communities did, let us do drive-up voting? Well, yeah, we're doing that now today, But that's after a week of our people being denied. So that kind of creative thinking out of the box, sense of urgency and commitment to the people is what I bring to the table. And I think that that's a clear contrast.
Lena Taylor, thanks for speaking with WUWM.
Thank you so much.
State Senator Lena Taylor is running for mayor of Milwaukee. She spoke with WUWM's Mayon Silver, and you can hear the full interviews with Senator Taylor and Mayor Barrett at WUWM.com. This is Lake Effect on Milwaukee's NPR.